Hashivenu. Hashivenu Avinu L'Sar Asecha. We spent the Shir of Hashivenu, and now we're up to Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. Now, the truth is that these two brachas of Hashivenu Avinu L'Sar Asecha and Slach Lanu Avinu, they're connected. Why are they connected? If I'm not mistaken, they're the only two brachas. I don't know, even though we say this 3 times a day, I only wish I paid a little more attention to what I was, my lip service. But these are the only two brachas where we mention in rapid succession Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. Now, think about that. Most people, many people, like him, many people, they have a special chavivos for the tefillah of Avinu Malkeinu that we recite on Aseret Simei Teshuvah, on Yom Kippur, on Atayna Sibur. It's, in fact, the last tefillah of Yom Kippur. The last tefillah, people are screaming, they're having a lot of kavanah, that last moment of Nil before they close Yom HaKodesh, Ni'ilah, Avinu Malkeinu, Chosmeinu B'Sefer Chayim Toivim, Avinu Malkeinu, Chosmeinu B'Sefer Ge'ula V'Yeshua, V'chulu V'chulu, I think there are 44. We always like to joke, how many Avinu Malkeinus are there? And the answer is one. There's only one Avinu Malkeinu. Happens to be that in the Nusach HaTfilah we say that line 44, I think it's 44 times. Maybe I may wrong. I think it's 44, Avinu Malkeinu. Who is the author of Avinu Malkeinu? Who is the Mechaber? Who is the one that invented, gets credit for inventing the Tfilah Avinu Malkeinu? So the tradition is Rabbi Akiva. Because in the Talmud, I don't know where the Gemara is, Rabbi Akiva, he was Yoyreid Lefnei HaTeva, and he was Mespalel. And what did he say? He said Avinu Malkeinu. He said the Nusach of Avinu Malkeinu. So he is the one who gets credit for Avinu Malkeinu. Yet, now, what is the difference? Why do we use those two terms? So very simply, that we have, it's a very powerful idea, that we have a dual relationship with Hashem. Hashem, on the one hand, is our Father. And on the other hand, he's also our Melech. Each one has a maila and a chasara. When you focus on Avinu, you know, what would a father not do for his child? A father will do anything for his child. But a father is limited. A father doesn't have power. Father is not a... Not every father is capable, has resources, has wealth. You're limited in what you can do. Your son wants to get a good job. I mean, what could a father do? You guess he can send you to school, he can try, he can do this, he can do that. But a father is limited. A melech has unlimited power. The king of the country can do anything. But the relationship, the closeness that a servant has to the master is limited. Not every person can just walk into the king whenever he wants and ask for a favor. It doesn't work like that. The relationship is limited. So each one has a maila and a chisorin, and we daven to Hashem, we use both. We combine, it's the magic punch, the knockout punch, Avinu Malkeinu. We combine the two together. Okay, it's a very powerful tefillah. You hear very often from people, you know where you hear it from? You hear it from Balei Teshuva. And you hear it from people who are not religious or not fully observant. I think they said about that. I'm not even sure who, maybe. Maybe it was Netanyahu. Maybe it was, I don't know, one of the big politicians. He only comes to Shul Yom Kippur. And he comes to Yom Kippur with a big entourage. He comes from the Ila. And I remember one year, it was Shabbos. Yom Kippur, Shachal Yois B'Shabbos. And he came from Musaf, maybe. He came from Mincha. He didn't come from the Ila, whatever. And he was very disappointed that they did not say Avinu Malkeinu. And he asked the people, why didn't they say my favorite prayer, Avinu Malkeinu? And the answer was, well, it's Shabbos. And on Shabbos, we do not recite Avinu Malkeinu because, and here is the word that's so interesting, and this is what we want to be machadish now, because of the first line, Avinu Malkeinu Chotonu Lefonecha. This always bothered me. This bothered me to no end. Just because the first line of this tefillah, it says, Chotonu Lefanecha, you're not going to say the Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos? When Rosh Hashanah is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu because you don't want to mention Chotonu. It's not a time to say chotanu lefanech. We've sinned before. On Shabbos, you don't want to make mention of chait. I mean, what's Yom Kippur all about anyway? The whole Yom Kippur is about ashamnu, boganu, gozalnu. We mention chait. The whole nusach is all about chait. All of a sudden, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, there are other answers. I don't remember the other answers, but when preparing for tonight, it occurred to me, the reason why we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, the entire thing is because the first line begins with Chotanu Lefanecha, and what's important to note is that there are two brachas in Shemona Esrei, which elaborate greatly on a deeper meaning of Avinu Malkeinu. And the two blessings are, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soirasecha V'Karaveinu Malkeinu La'Avodasecha. Here you got it in the fifth blessing of Shemona Esrei, Avinu Malkeinu. Hashiveinu, bring us closer, Avinu, our Father, L'Soirasecha. Next words, V'Karaveinu, bring us near, Malkeinu, our King, La avoidosecha, to your service. Next blessing. Blessing number six. Slach lanu avinu kichotanu. Mechal lanu malkeinu kifashanu. So isn't that amazing? In all of the brachas of the Shemona Esrei, we don't say this knockout punch, avinu malkeinu. The only place we mention this expression that we say, that we're so familiar with in the Nusach of the Aseres Yimei Teshuva and the Tainis Sibur, Avinu Malkeinu, we say it every single day, three times a day. You know, if you ask the average person, when do you ever say Avinu Malkeinu? Was it, Avinu Malkeinu, Yom HaKippurim, Avinu Aseres Yimei Teshuva, Tainis Sibur, excuse me, did you daven today? Did you daven Shachar say Mincha Ma'ariv? Maybe yesterday you daven. Maybe 2 days ago. Maybe you daven. I don't know. Maybe you daven last week. The last time you daven Shemona Esrei. You forgot that you say in these two blessings in rapid succession, Slach Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, and then the very next blessing you say Slach Lanu Avinu Kichotanu Mechal Lanu Malkeinu Kifashanu. What happened to you? You just forgot all about that? So, I don't know what came first. Did this blessing come first, or did Rabbi Akiva's Avinu Malkeinu come first? Because again, the Gemara says that the source of Avinu Malkeinu is Rabbi Akiva. He's the one that gets credit. But the truth is, it's already in the Shemona Esrei. And I think...
The first bracha is not really related to a chet. It's a pshat to come back to the
top. Fine. Ein hachanami. But who's... Okay, I didn't get that point yet. I didn't get that part yet about Avinu Malkeinu Chotel Lefanecha. But you know, we're gonna get there. We're one step at a time. But these it's the expression of Avinu Malkeinu is not unique to Yom Kippur. It's not unique to the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. Avinu Malkeinu is something that we say every single day, nowhere less than the Shemona Esrei, the holiest part of davening, when you're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Saying the Shemona Esrei is infinitely more potent than reciting the Avinu Malkeinu when davening is over. When you stav in the Shemona Esrei, you're oimed lefnei hamelech. You have a private audience with Hashem. The
not
word... What?
Not on
Shabbos. Okay, on Shabbos. Exactly. So now you're touching upon what the idea I want to bring out, and that is the reason why we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos, and this is a question which I never found a satisfying answer. I don't remember all the answers now. Okay, we're not in the sugya, but when you'll take out the likutim, the likutim svarim that bring them all the ideas, collect for you all the ideas. You know, there are only every year there's another collection of these beautiful svarim that collect all the popular questions and answers and the darsh in many ways. It's a big topic. Why is it that when Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we do not recite Avinu Malkeinu? The only exception being at the very end of Ne'ilah, then we say Avinu Malkeinu no matter what, but generally we do not recite Avinu Malkeinu. And they're going to give you many beautiful answers, and they're all valid. But it would appear there's another answer, which I never saw this in the Sefer, and that is, when you say Avinu Malkeinu, a person that davens for real, every day, three times a day, and davening is not lip service, the combo of Avinu Malkeinu takes you to the weekday. It is something that is unique in your Amida to a Yoim Chol. Because you only say Avinu Malkeinu in the Amida, which is, remember, the Amida is davening. Everything else, Kneged, the Shmona Esrei, is very minor. The Iker Tefillah is when you're standing, your private Shmona Esrei, your private conversation with Hashem. When davening is over, it's beautiful to recite all these things, and you are required to say every single word. A lot of tefillah, a lot of things that have to be said, to package up davening before and after. But the everything, Akol Chelech L'Makom Echad, the Shmona Esrei is where the Iker Tefillah is. And there's an intense combination. Nothing in Shmona Esrei is repeated. Every word of Shmona Esrei is calculated to the nth degree. And yet, when it comes to these two blessings, Chashivenu Avinu L'Sar Secha, V'Kavir Malkeinu L'Avod Secha, Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chotan, Machal Lanu Malkeinu Ki Fashanu, we double up, we connect these two blessings, and we use the same exact terms, Avinu Malkeinu, we have different terms, which we'll explain soon, but we obviously there's going to be a connection, there's a parallel, there's some type of union, there's some type of a partnership between these two blessings, and the fact that they're juxtaposed, and the fact that they used exactly the same terminology, the same template, and we're putting them together. And when a person really davens seriously and says these terms, that means six times a day he's using this knockout combo of Avinu Malkeinu. And if he is in his weekday clothing and he is thinking about going to work and doing carpool and making money and going to the Daf Yomi and running around like a chicken without a head to get through the day to survive his day, it's almost ingrained in his mind. When you say the words of Avinu Malkeinu, you're putting yourself in the frame of mind of a Yom Chol. So now a Shri actually told me, once had a Shri hypnosis. I had a Shri hypnosis. Gave it once. I don't remember when we ever had a Shri. And he told me that he was a child. This person now, Shri, he stuttered. He stuttered when he was young, very, very bad. So his parents hired a hypnotist. I once saw a hypnotist in action. Unbelievable. I could not believe what I saw. That's why I gave you, we had the short hypnosis, because of what I went to this event. We had for entertainment, Mitzvah Shabbos, they had a hypnotist, and he hypnotized people in front of my eyes, guys that I know really well, and I could not believe what in the world I saw. So he told me, this person now should, he was a child, and he was and his parents hired a hypnotist to help him overcome his stuttering problem. So he told me that when the hypnotist came to the house, he sat him down and he worked on him. It took him a while to get him already into that unconscious state. And then came a second time, it took him less time, and he used to come very often. And after he started coming numerous times, when he saw the hypnotist from a distance coming to the house, he already was, he was out cold. Unbelievable. That's the mind. I purchased a special alarm clock. It's expensive. I never bought it because it was expensive. I finally saved up some money to buy this. It's a wristwatch. It gives you an electric shock. And it hurts big time. You set the alarm. Yeah, you connect it to your phone. And you have an app. It's a whole chokhma. And you have to charge it. What?
You don't wear it to sleep to get up in the morning.
Yeah, I wear it to sleep. Probably it's like a watch. I wear it to sleep. And then at the time that I set it for about 6:30, 6:45. Gives me an electric shock. And it hurts. It hurts. And I really get up. I've tried everything. I really get up. And you know what happened? It's amazing. And they wrote this in the reviews. You're not going to need it. You only need to do this maybe one or two days. And it took me only 2 days. After 2 days, I was already up 5 minutes before 6:45. I was, because my mind knew it was coming. It's amazing. It's amazing how delicate your mind is. Your mind, you have an internal clock programmed. And when you get that shock, it hurts. And
that's the way Shmita works.
Unbelievable. So the mind, so this person now shared told that when this guy started coming, the hypnotist was coming from a distance. He told me it's true. He said, even from a distance, he was already out cold. Just seeing him coming, he was already out cold.
Did it cure his stuttering problem?
What? Not really. To some degree. I don't know. Doesn't seem. To some degree. Obviously, it's a very severe problem. To some degree, yes, some degree, no. Or whatever it is. But it's the same thing in everything in life. Everything is everything in your mind is by association. If you're a serious person and you're so serious about davening, where you can stop a guy on the street and ask him, tell me, when do you say Avida Malkeinu? Try it. I mean, you shouldn't try it. Go on and walk on Avenue M, stop people on the street and say, excuse me, sir, can you tell me? I'm new to Judaism. When do we recite Avinu Malkeinu? I guarantee you 95% of the population, maybe even 99%, will say to you, during the Aseres you made Teshuvah. But that's not true. You say it every single day, 3 times, 6 times a day. Hashiveinu Avin L'Sarasech. V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasech. So if you're a serious davener and you really pay attention to what you're saying, when you just hear the words of Avinu Malkeinu, it puts you in a frame of mind of a Yoim Chol. Because that's when you say it. You don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. So when Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if we're going to say Avinu Malkeinu 44 times, you're damaging yourself, because Shabbos is Shabbos. Even though Yom Tov, Yom Tov is like Shabbos in a Chanami. But don't forget, Shabbos is in a category by itself. And Shabbos is Chiv Skila. Yom Tov is not Chiv Skila, it's only Lo Sasim. Yom HaKippurim is Chiv Karis. Okay, it's a bit more serious. So it's not the Pshat. We don't say Avinu Malkeinu because, oh, it says Chayt, it says this. It's how could you say Avinu Malkeinu? How can you use this combo, Avinu Malkeinu, on Shabbos? It's going to destroy your Shabbos. Your mind is very delicate. Your mind, if I can be up before the shock comes, only after 2 days, so if I really would daven, and I would say Avinu Malkeinu, it puts me in a frame of mind that it's not Shabbos. Because you only say this during the week. So it's not that you don't have to go to any religious reason of a chatanu, I say chait, or because you're making a request, kosveinu, you're making a request, you're not allowed to make personal requests on Shabbos. Yeah, these are all very nice answers. But this is much more fundamental. If you're a serious davener, you can't say Avinu Malkeinu. You're going to destroy your mind. Because Shabbos, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu. And if you're going to start saying Avinu Malkeinu, you're going to bring yourself into a mokam, into a dimension that is not correct for Kedusha Shabbos. Okay, so therefore, I'm suggesting you this idea. We say Avinu Malkeinu every single day in this Tavim. Okay, now that we know we have Avinu Malkeinu, let's elaborate a little bit more. When we say, so I told you before originally, what's the significance of this magic combination? So I told you, each one has a Maila and a Chasar. Avinu has a connotation of a certain unique, close relationship. Someone is your father. You could ask your father for whatever you want. A stranger can't go over to a person and ask him for anything. A father will do anything for his child. A father is always looking out for his child. A father is always davening for his child. A father-son relationship is one of a kind. So that's beautiful. But what's the limitation? The limitation of Avinu Malkeinu. The limitation is of Avinu that a father does not necessarily have the resources to grant your every request. And even if it's a noble request, a request that's legitimate, he doesn't have the power. A melech is unlimited. But a melech lacks the relationship of a servant to a melech is not anything near the relationship between the father and the son. So therefore, what do we do?
I ask a question.
Sure.
In the Bracha of Refaenu, we do refer to Hashem as Kekel Melech
Nevi. Not with the word Avinu.
I know. Why?
Okay, that's a different Bracha. That's another. I don't know.
Because you want Rachman, right?
Correct. Correct.
Like, I'm begging you.
Okay, correct. I don't know the answer. Okay, it's a separate sugi. That's a separate sugi. Mir Tzashem, hopefully we'll get to it. Okay. I don't know, I didn't prepare. Hopefully we'll get to it at one point in time. But let's take note of the combo. The sum is greater than the parts. If we would just say Avinu, okay, we understand, you know, this close relationship. If we would just say Malkeinu, okay, we understand. But when you put the two together, you're trying to accomplish something very unique. And it makes a lot of sense because each one is lacking what the other one has, the relationship and the power. So when you put the two together, it's a knockout punch. That's the Pshutoi Shelmiko. That's the simple understanding. But it's interesting over here in this bracha, in Hashivenu, it's much deeper. The Anshei Knesset HaGadol that formulated the Nusach HaTilo, they did us a favor and they explained to us the significance of Avinu and of Malkeinu in an entirely different fashion. And they told us the word Avinu is associated exclusively with the koyach of Torah. Hashivenu Avinu to what? Lisoy Rasech. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. Asher bochar bonu mikol ho'amin. V'nosan lanu es toy rosai. The Avinu in the Nusach HaTzila is not used to express our love, father-son relationship. It's a term that is being used to acknowledge we have a special tool, a gift. We have divine wisdom called the Torah HaKadosh. When we come to Malkeinu, we have a different term, la'avoido secho, your service. What is service? Service can mean one of two things. It can either mean the mitzvahs, the taryag mitzvahs, which are actions, to take in your hand a little bit of an esrog, to blow shofar, to wear tefillin, to observe the Shabbos, to fulfill the taryag mitzvahs, or avoda very often means to pray. It means to daven to Hashem. Ezeu avoda shehi belev, zotzil. Chazal said the word avoda often in the Torah and Chazal means to daven, to pray to Hashem. And in that context, Chazal have used the expression melech. When you come to daven to Hashem, you have to come and stand before Hashem as an eved. And I know that's that's something which, you know, we have to appreciate that we do. We live with that. The highest form of tefillah, as we mentioned before, is the Shemona Esrei. When you daven Shemona Esrei, it's clear as day the tzura you present yourself in the ultimate form of tefillah is as a slave, not as a son. When you talk to your father, you don't talk to your father the way you talk to a head of state. If you're in the presence of a head of state, you're dressed perfectly. Not like me, you have your tie nice and tight, the buttons closed, you wear a clean shirt, pristine, you wear your best clothing. You are invited to appear before a head of state. You make sure you take a haircut, you take a shave, and you dress appropriately. When you talk to your parents, you don't do that. You're a slob. Okay, you walk around with your shirt out, your shoes off. You talk to your parents. You know, you talk with respect. But you don't talk to your parents with the amos haremimos that you have for a head of state, as a slave, as a servant of the melech. When we daven to Hashem, we do not daven to Hashem as bonim. The tzura of tzvila is always the tzura of an eved to a melech. We may, in our tefillah, beg Hashem to have Rachmanis upon us as if he is our father. That may be the terminology that we use in our prayer, but the way we present ourselves physically before Hashem is as a slave, with no exception. That's a fact. The Shemona Esher, you stand with your feet connected, you stand, you don't twitch, you have to be dressed appropriately. We dive into Hashem in the Tzura of an Evet. Hashiveinu Avinu V'karveinu Malkeinu La'avodasecha. When we mention the word Avoda, which means to prayer, or even it means the observance of the Taryag Mitzvahs, these are the charge that we've been given. We are servants. When we learn Torah, when you learn, you can sit down. When you learn Torah, you can speak freely. The way a person learns Torah is much more relaxed. There is a different attitude. It's a different frame of mind. It's a frame of mind of speaking to your father. So, just in a person's presence, in his the way he presents himself, when it comes to Torah, it's Avinu. When it comes to Avoda, it's Malkeinu. Now take this, and now go to the Avinu Malkeinu of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Avinu Malkeinu Chotanu Lefonecha. Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Ha'Lo'ata. It's a whole different Avinu Malkeinu. Until now, we've been saying Avinu Malkeinu means Hashem, you love us like a father. But Hashem, you know, what can you do for us? What can you? No, Malkeinu. You can do whatever you want. It's a very selfish type of prayer. Okay, it's a very selfish type of prayer. I think when you look at Avinu Malkeinu, the way we started off, it's very selfish. It's all about us. It's all about us. What we want, what we deserve, what we are entitled to. So Hashem, my tata, you know, pay the tuition. You can't afford? You can afford. Malkeinu. So give entitlements. But when you take what you read in the Shemona Esrei three times a day, and you learn that Avinu doesn't necessarily mean Hashem, you love us. Avinu means Asher bochar banu mikol ho'anim. V'nosan lanu es toirosai. Malkeinu, Hashem, we daven to you. We do mitzvahs. It's not a request, give me. It is a statement of fact. Hashem, we have a unique relationship with you in what we do for you. We learn your Torah. And we do your mitzvahs. When you take the Shemona Esrei and you inject what it says in the Shemona Esrei into your Avinu Malkeinu of the Aseres Yimei Teshuva and the Dalet Taniyos, it's not so selfish anymore. It's Adarabba. It's Hashem, we learn your Torah. Hashem, we do your mitzvahs because you are Avinu and you are Malkeinu. And when it comes to Avinu, the code word Avinu is Torah. Asher bochar banu mikol hamen v'nosan lanu es Torah soy. We have the gift of Torah. And what do we do with the Torah? We learn Torah. We learn your Torah. Malkeinu. Malkeinu lavo desecha. We have mitzvahs, tayag mitzvahs. We dive into you. We establish our relationship with you. And when we establish our relationship with you, the connotation is our duty to you. And we reaffirm our commitment to learn Torah, to do the mitzvahs. We are here for you, Hashem. And now, by the way, just as an aside, before we go away, you know, I don't want you to forget Hashem. Oh, we got some problems here. Chatanu lefonecha, ein lanu melech ha'ata, kasveinu b'sefer chayim tovim v'chul v'chul. But the opening words are a commitment to our obligations to cherish the Torah you gave us and to observe your mitzvahs. It totally transforms tefillah. Most of us, most, I can't say about you, but maybe by sure, tefillah becomes, if you don't study davening, tefillah becomes a very selfish exercise. A horribly selfish exercise. Give me, give me, give me, give me. And I know there are many sefarim and many gedolim that say, it's not so bad, good, so let it be selfish, good, not so bad. You can be selfish. You come into Hashem, that's right, Hashem created you, He put you in this world, He put you in this world, He has to support you, He has to help you, that's right, so it's okay. It's fine. And that's true, there's no question about it. But, you know, you gotta grow up one day. One day you gotta grow up a little bit, and once in a while you have to realize, you know, okay, I know I'm selfish, but there's a certain maturity in, I have obligations in this world. The obligations are, you gave us the gift of Torah, priceless gift. We commit ourselves to know what it says, to observe, to cherish our commitments. And the word Avinu is a code word for our commitment in relation to the study of Torah, to absorb the knowledge, the divine knowledge, to appreciate what we have. Malkeinu is a commitment. We have to do Taryag Mitzvos, and we have an obligation to pray to you. As a declaration that Hashem Melech. And then once we've made that commitment, once we've established, now we can go and we can make our selfish requests. Now, let's go further. Now let's, Slach lanu avinu ki chotanu. Ooh, now we come to the next words. Chet. Slach lanu avinu ki chotanu. Mechal lanu malkeinu ki fashanu. Let's going on over here. There are two words. There is chet and pesha. So when you open up all of the books, the standard books in the library, all over, they're going to tell you the same thing. What's the chilik between a chet and a pesha? And everyone, no exceptions, will tell you, a chet is an inadvertent sin, and a pesha is a sin that is done bemazed, is done with a spirit of rebellion, deliberately. So if you will just isolate, let's now for the moment isolate the blessing of Slach lanu avinu ki chotanu, mechal lanu malkeinu ki fashanu. Why do we change from avinu with regard to avinu we associate with chet, and malkeinu we associate with pesha? It's very simple, because we don't have the chutzpah to call Hashem our Father when we deliberately rebel against Hashem. The word avinu, it's a closeness, a father and a child. You don't go and rebel against your father. That's not normal. I know you'll tell me David, Avshalom, and this and that. These are exceptions. So when it comes to our close father-son love relationship, so then it's impossible for there ever to be something called a rebellion, a merit. You never went to a levaya where when they asked Mechila, Dad, we want to ask Mechila because we rebelled against you. We rebelled, we had a conspiracy, the family all got together, and we voted you out, we canceled your Twitter account and Facebook account, and it was an open war in the family against you. Never heard that. The family, they say, they ask Mechila for the shkogos. We didn't treat you with enough respect. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. We didn't mean to do it. You know, we're busy of work, this, that, we're tired. By funerals, when they ask Mechila publicly from people who died, they're always asking Mechila for the Shkagos. You never heard someone say by a funeral, we rebelled against you. There was an open, belligerent rebellion against you, and we wanted to do you in. We deliberately manipulated, and I never heard such a thing. It's always like, you know, we never meant to harm. But what can we do? You know, we're only human beings, and inadvertently, we didn't give you the proper respect. Right? That's what you... Slach lanu avinu, avinu! Kichotanu, chait, inadvertent sins. When it comes to a melech, when there's a rebellion, melech, oh, that's a whole different type of story. You have a king, you have a rebellion, there are different factions. So then you use the word melech. This is the simple run-of-the-mill parish of why we use these terms when we look at the brach of Slach Lanu Avinu Kichotanu Mechalam Ayinu Kifashanu in isolation, when we don't look. But now, the Chazal have done something very unique. They've taken the brach of Slach Lanu Avinu Kichotanu Mechalam Ayinu Kifashanu and they've juxtaposed this blessing next to Hashivim Avinu Sarasecha, the Karvinu Malkinu Avodasecha. These two brachas, it cannot be denied under no condition that these two brachas are part of a set. It's a set, because the brachas are juxtaposed and they both are using the same exact template. Avinu Malkeinu. And if they're using the same template and the two blessings are juxtaposed, that means it's fair game to understand the terms are interchangeable. Which now opens up a whole new idea that when you say Shkoga, when you say the word Shkaga, you know what the word Shkaga refers to? It refers to your lack of appreciation of Torah. And when you use the word Pesha, it refers to a lack of appreciation of mitzvahs and davening. It doesn't, in this context, we always like to learn, we learn Chumash, we learn many, many times in the Navi, in Chumash, Hebrew is not a language that has a dictionary. No word has an Oxford unabridged translation, definition that is etched in stone. Words are extremely abstract. They are flexible. Definition of words are defined in their context. Words have a very raw, they have a root, and a very raw and abstract basic meaning, but the form that the word takes is only solidified based on the context of where the word appears. And in every setting, the word adapts. It's a living organism. The words, they adapt and they flow. And the context of a word in one place is not the way it means in another place. And the result here in the Shemona Esrei is that when you say in the second blessing, Selach lanu avinu kichotanu, we're suggesting, in addition to the simple interpretation, which I'm not going to, of course, which means I've committed inadvertent sins, but forget about that for now. Make believe you never heard that before. Make believe you never ever knew the difference between these two types of words, shkoga and pesha. Make believe. I know it's impossible to clear your mind from being ever being influenced and tainted by inadvertent versus wanted sins, but make believe. But the fact that these two blessings are juxtaposed, what it means is when you say in the second blessing, Selach lanu avinu kichotanu, or you're saying to Hashem, I did not appreciate your Torah. I didn't appreciate it b'shoigeg, and maybe b'mezit. It's not related to an accident, inadvertent versus deliberate. It means one thing only, Torah. Hashem, you gave us the Torah. Asher bochar banu mikol ho'amim. V'nosan lanu es Torah. And in that Torah, there's an element of the learning and the studying and the appreciation of the sanctity of the Torah, what it represents. A way of life, a hashkafa, learning Torah. Chotanu. In my eyes, Torah was not valuable. It meant nothing. It meant nothing b'shoigeg and b'mezid. It's not limited to shoigeg and b'mezid. And then when you say Mechal lonu malkeinu kifoshonu, it means with regard to the observance of your mitzvahs, to do the commandments and the two definitely davening, I rebelled. I b'shoigeg and amazed it. It doesn't say, it doesn't say in the Shemoneh Esrei the word avoda. All it says is, and Torah, all it says is, slach lonu avinu ki chotanu. Nunu, what are you referring to? Oh, whatever, everything. Chotanu b'shoigeg. Mechal lonu malkeinu, for everything, ki foshanu. No, you got to be consistent. The previous bracha, we defined the word avinu means Torah. We defined malkeinu means avoda, which incorporates prayer and mitzvahs. Now, when you go to the bracha, slach lonu avinu ki chotanu, you said avinu ki chotanu, you know what that means? Hashem, you gave us the Torah. I did not appreciate your Torah. I didn't appreciate it b'shoigeg and amazed it also. I had absolutely, there are elements of my lack of appreciation and disrespect for the Torah HaKadosha in regard to every matter of my obligation to embrace the holiness, which includes primarily the learning of the Torah and the studying of Torah. And then when you say, now you're in the frame of mind of mitzvahs. Kifashanu, I didn't do the mitzvahs. Sometimes I just forgot. Sometimes lahachis, I rebelled. It's a different meaning when we've defined in the previous blessing what these words mean. Okay, so out of time. To review Sakha, what did we learn today? We learned today an idea of why we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos, because Avinu Malkeinu is something which is associated in the mind with the Yimei HaChol. And then we discussed Avinu Malkeinu, the Bracha Shivenu, and is coming to the terms of Avinu Malkeinu here are being defined by the Anshei Knesset Gadol. Avinu is not just a love relationship, father and son. It's deeper. It's the gift of Torah. Asher Bocha Avinu Mikolu Amen. And when you say the word Malkeinu, it's referring to the Asiyas HaMitzvahs and the davening. And once we know what these two words mean, now when you say Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, it's not begging for help. It is a commitment. A commitment to Torah, a commitment to Mitzvahs. And then we learned the fact that these two blessings are juxtaposed. They share the same template. They're meant to be viewed together. And when you ask for mechila, what are you really asking for? You're asking mechila for your lack of appreciation of Torah, and when it comes to and a lack of appreciation for mitzvahs and tefillah. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop here. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful evening.
Anyone who wants to shul, it's in the Poznan shul waiting for you.
What's waiting? What?
Cholent.
The cholent? Our cholent shir?
Yeah.